If you want to, you can go into Pullman if you want to. Cost a little bit more money going to Pullman.
Pullman was just had.
Well, it was no smoking or nothing, you see. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me, did you ever smoke in your life?
No, never did. No, I never have smoked one cigarette.
Is that right?
Never did.
Not even a cigar? Or
a... Well, I smoke a cigar now, once in a while, but.
Yeah.
I like to send for my good cigar now.
You do it for the enjoyment, not necessarily to be sociable, huh?
And I go to highball now. We got a ring, 4 or 5 quarts of whiskey now, not a fifth. But we know once in a while I take a drink. But if we go out on a party, I'll take 2 and that's all. Mm-hmm. I never did.
So.
Now, the old man I worked for, he drank every day. So one time I had to keep him his whiskey. And I always bought good whiskey for him. And I asked him one time, Mr. you like this stuff? He said, son, let me tell you one thing. I said, I like the taste of it, I like the smell of it, I like the effects of it, but I'm scared of it as I am the devil. Oh, he loved it.
Afraid he would like it too much.
Yeah, too much. Yeah, he didn't want to get drunk. Uh-huh. We kept batch together 9 years.
I think, as I remember, he married pretty late.
He was about 60.
Mm-hmm.
About a girl who worked in the bank here. She courted him, to tell you the truth.
Is that right?
He went there one day to get some cashier's check, traveler's check, you know, keeping carrying money with him. And she asked him, said, she waited on him, said, Mr. you got in there, send me some of these folders of the scenery down there. Because I've always heard about Florida, and I never had enough money to get out of there. And I'll pay you for them if you send them. And he said, no, I'll send them. And he did. Of course, I started her writing to him then, you see.
I see.
And she did all the courting.
That was his downfall, and
I. Yeah. Well, he had half interest in that. She got after him on that, his sister, he and his sister. And the reason for that, he used to be a Pullman conductor when he was a young man. And he had the hemorrhage up here in the east somewhere and was sick and had a doctor, Lake Carmel, treat that stuff, hemorrhage. And she went back to see the doctor and he gave a whole lot of medicine, put her on a train, and she stayed up that month and got him over it and brought him back home and kept him. Hmm. And so then was Cock and you see. And of course, old man Cock was a man, and he was a man too, but he had a stroke in 1906.
And the business thrived until...
Oh, it prospered the longest day it was out there.
Mm-hmm.
It made money. But Lord, I made him the money, though. He told him 19 and 16 I made him more money. He said he didn't think he'd live, be 100 years old he could make that much money. I think I made on that store 96,000. But I didn't have nothing to do at night. I'd keep it open and had all these niggas from up here. I sold 2 grades of flour, Old Nigger and Hughley's Best. It was, I'm talking about showing up flour. And I'd sell Tinker dollar bale, cheaper. Then I had Carhartt overalls, I'd sell them about $2 a suit. Then Hanes underwear, I had Hanes underwear. I didn't buy nothing but good stuff, I didn't have nothing shiny. You take the meat, I'd buy about 1,000 pounds of meat on the weekend, and on Monday morning I'd ship me 300 pounds to carry me through the week. Then I had these big farms around, they didn't have nothing but commerce here, and they wasn't going to wait on them. So them damn niggas wait till rain today, and they'd hitch a wagon and come over 8 or 10 miles and buy that stuff. And out around Pritchett, they'd bring a gun to Arneel and Jennett, because they got more money for it. Had a nigga down here from South America called Professor educated nigga. And he'd ginned all that cotton at the Arneel, and I sold him all his stuff, and he'd pay it. Once a month, I'd care till December for him, see?